Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As state lawmakers consider whether to do away with mandatory minimum sentences for drug crimes, they're now considering whether those sentences might be to blame for racial disparities in Massachusetts prisons. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on the beginning of the Beacon Hill debate over a proposed shakeup in how the state responds to drug offenses.
State Supreme Court Chief Justice Ralph Gantz has found a disparity between those incarcerated for drug crimes in Massachusetts. He told the legislature's Judiciary Committee statistics from 2013 show that people of color constitute 44% of those convicted of drug crimes, but 75% of those serving mandatory sentences.
Given the durability of this racially disparate treatment over time, there is no reason to believe that the past will not be prologue. If you do not abolish mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses, you must accept the tragic fact that this disparate treatment of persons of color will be allowed to continue.
A leading opponent of legislation that would end mandatory minimums in drug cases is Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Connolly. He says there's another likely explanation for the statistics cited by Justice Gantz.
What are we hearing about all the time right now? Income inequality. How very strongly it affects people of color here in Massachusetts, and what a wide, wide disparity there is in income equality here in Massachusetts.
But some lawmakers are taking note of racial disparity. State Representative Evandro Carvalho of Dorchester was a prosecutor under Connolly.
Unless we can dispute the facts, it's just, well, to me, the jump is so high that the system has to account for that.
Yeah, honestly, I hadn't had a chance to see Justice Gantz's statistics. I'll be happy to look at them.
Right.
I honestly don't know how much credibility they have. Frankly, Judge, that didn't come out right. But listen, statistics, you know, only tell half the story.
Opponents of mandatory minimums far outnumbered supporters at the Judiciary Committee hearing. Calvin Feliciano led a group that rallied before the hearing.
I was involved in a gang in Boston. We sold drugs. We committed crimes. We did a lot of things. But what was most important for me was getting a pathway out and being able to get a job so that I could stay out.
Mandatory minimums were shortened in 2012, but supporters believe there's now enough momentum to repeal them entirely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.